Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Lost Romances of Calcio, The Blue and Red Thread. When Napoli and Genoa were brothers. Italian football teaches you early to choose sides, to protect them, to defend them loudly, even when they're wrong. That's why what once existed between Napoli and Genoa felt so unusual, almost suspicious. In a game built on borders, insult, and inherited grudges, theirs was a deep relationship that refused the script. For 37 years, when sky blue met deep rosso blue, there was no hostility to perform, no hatred to rehearse, just recognition. They called it a gemellaggio, a twinning. But that word never quite captured it. This wasn't marketing or convenience, it was something older, messier, and deeply emotional. A bond between two port cities that understood each other without explanation. Ports facing opposite seas, but carrying the same sense of distance from power. Naples looking south, Genoa looking outward, both slightly turned away from the center. It began not with celebration, but with defiance. 1982, when the crowd chose a brother. On 16th May 1982, the Stadio San Paolo hosted a match that on paper meant little to Napoli. The European place was already secured, the season was ending quietly. Genoa, however, arrived fighting for survival, trapped in a relegation battle with AC Milan, the kind of club Italian football had always bent itself around. As the afternoon unfolded, radios crackled in the stands. Updates traveled faster than the ball. Napoli supporters realized that a draw combined with the results elsewhere would condemn Milan to Serie B. When Genoa scored their equalizer late in the match, the San Paolo did not fall silent. It erupted, not in irony, not in mockery, but in genuine roaring celebration. A stadium cheering a visiting goal as if it were their own. An act of sporting rebellion that felt instinctive rather than calculated. It wasn't just Milan falling that mattered. It was the idea that the league's hierarchy could be bent, if only for one afternoon. The enemy of the establishment had become a friend, and in that moment, a pact was sealed. Napoli and Genoa supporters embrace on the pitch after the final whistle, united not by trophies or colours, but by the simple pleasure of watching power stumble. It was football stripped back to feeling, to solidarity, to shared defiance. No one thought about how long it would last. That's how these things always begin. 2007, walking back into the light together. If 1982 was the birth, then 2007 was the moment the bond felt unbreakable. Both clubs had spent the early 2000s wandering through darkness, bankruptcy, courtrooms, empty grounds, and Sundays that barely felt real. Serie C changes you, it humbles you, it teaches you what survives when attention disappears. By fate, or something that felt like it, Napoli and Genoa found themselves facing each other on the final day of the Serie B season. Third versus fourth, one match away from returning to where they believed they belonged. Because of the 10-point gap rule, a draw would send them both up directly, provided results everywhere else went their way. Promotion without playoffs, redemption without suffering. The Stadio Luigi Ferraris didn't feel like a stadium that day. It felt like a holding space for collective breath. The tension wasn't hostile, it was shared. Every update from another ground rippled through the stands. When the news arrived that Piacenza had failed to win, the match stopped meaning anything at all. The pitch was invaded, red and blue blurred into one another. Shirts were torn away and kept like relics. The legendary Pampa Sosa wandered the grass half-dressed, smiling like a man who had just seen the end of a long tunnel. The grass disappeared under bodies. Flags were dropped and never picked up. Someone climbed the goal frame and stayed there, crying, long after the noise had settled. There were no chargers, no panic, no division. Just two clubs, two cities stepping back into the light together. At the time, it felt permanent. Brotherhood always does.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at rss.com.